The American History Podcast, Episode 0, Introduction.
Welcome to the American History Podcast. Hosted by Sean Worswick.
Hello, and welcome to the American History Podcast, Episode 0, Introduction. My name is Sean Worswick, your host for this podcast, which will explore the history of the United States. Now, in this first episode, my goal is to simply lay the foundation for the podcasts which will follow, and to answer two simple questions. What is this, and why am I doing it? Well, obviously, this is a podcast. And this, Season 1, we will be covering colonial American history. So we'll be going from the time, the pre-Columbus time, all the way up to the 18th century. Now we're going to cover many familiar topics in American history in our future seasons, but also perhaps some things that aren't as well known. And we certainly will be covering them in far more depth than what is often done in, say, a history course at your local high school. Now, the second question, why am I doing this? It's fairly easy to answer as well. Just as probably almost every other history podcaster out there, I love history and have ever since I can remember. I loved going on family vacations to places like Yellowstone or the Grand Canyon and stopping along the way at different historical locations. Now, as a teacher, I really hate being answerable to some distant education board and having to teach the things they say are important. So the beauty of this podcast is that I can focus on what I think is important and interesting. I can go at my own pace. If I want to pick a topic and go into much more depth than, say, the State Board of Education says, I can do that because I'm not answerable to them here. Furthermore, as a professional historian and teacher, I despise how oftentimes the mainstream culture, and even some of my own professionals, caricature people and events, boiling them down into almost a cartoon version of history. Now, in general, I love podcasts, and I've been inspired by both podcasters in general and history podcasters in specific. First, I need to thank Tom Woods. He has been an inspiration when it comes to podcasting, and if it wasn't for his advice, this show would not exist. Hopefully, I can do him justice. Secondly, the folks over at Podcast Websites deserve a major, major amount of gratitude. There is certainly no way that this show can exist without their technical expertise. I might know history, but I do not know the technical aspects of the internet. They have been amazingly helpful with things that I knew nothing about. And finally, some of my fellow history podcasters who have inspired me are Robin Pearson of the History of Byzantium podcast, which if you haven't listened to it, you really should. Others include Jamie Jeffers of the British History Podcast, the History of English Podcast, Kevin Stroud, and last but not least, my good friend Chris Peckham Fernandez of the Age of Victoria Podcast. All of them are great influences and inspirations. Now, the way the show is going to work, at least the plan for how it's going to work, is that we're going to do this in seasons. Now, you might have been listening to the podcast and you realize that I'm re-recording the introduction, but bear with me. We're going to have episodes coming out roughly once a month on the 15th of the month when the seasons are being released. The reason for the delay is, of course, I need to read and write and research each of these episodes. And while I lecture on these things all the time, I do want to make sure that I'm giving you a narrative that is in-depth and it's worthy of your time. I also hope to do some bonus episodes from time to time on subjects that I either are not being covered in the current narrative, or maybe it's a topic that I just don't think we'll ever get to, or maybe it has some, in weird way, some relevancy to what's going on right now. I'd also like to mention our website, theamericanhistorypodcast.com. Every episode will have a page with show notes, as well as you're going to have a list of sources available on a separate page for each episode. We'll have a set of sources, so please go and check that out. I would also like to invite you, when you visit the site, to sign up for our emails. I'm not going to blast your inbox with a million emails per day, but that way, when I release a new episode, boom, you'll get it. So just a little bit about myself and my credentials. I'm a historian. I have a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in history, and I'm currently just a couple of courses away from finishing my coursework on the PhD in history. I teach history at the high school level here in West Texas. I've taught geography, world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, economics, AP world history, AP U.S. history, AP European history, and I've also taught IB History of the Americas. As far as my specialty, I'm specialized in 19th and 20th century U.S. military history, as well as the history of the U.S.-Mexico borderlands. I'm particularly fascinated with the ideas of empire and border formation, and I love reading about World War II in the Pacific. I love reading about the Vietnam War and the American Empire. Now, there is a belief in some circles that military history is, at least in academia, a bit out of fashion. Quite honestly, though, quite a few historians write on war, albeit they're using the methods of what is sometimes referred to as the new military history, where they mix it together with social history. But enough of that. Maybe we'll discuss that in a future episode. So, where are we going from here? Season 1 is about the colonial North America. Season 2, we are going to go into the history of the U.S. war with Mexico. Season 3 will be about the Cold War. Season 4 will be about the American War for Independence. And then Season 5 will be about the Vietnam War. Now, if I'm honest, each one of these seasons is easily going to contain anywhere from 20 to 40 episodes. So this will keep us quite busy for the foreseeable future. Now, because there is a huge misconception out there that history should only be about facts, there should be no bias, no opinion, I'm going to warn you now, I am biased. Of course, we all are. But I just wanted to make that clear up front. I am an anarcho-capitalist. I don't know if I said that, enunciated that correctly. I am an anarcho-capitalist. Try to say that three times quickly. And I'm a follower of the Austrian school, especially on economic issues. However, my goal is not to convert you all to little anarchists. It's to present an informative podcast with a highly informative and entertaining narrative. So while the angle that I'm taking may sometimes differ from what you're used to, or perhaps what you expected, please give the show a chance. I am sure that you're going to find it both informative and entertaining. Okay, well, that's all for today. We'll see you next time.